Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Seven 36 on the Faith Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Austin Hill. I'm here weekday morning 6 till 8. As we seek to connect faith to life, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, a wonderful Advent season. Is it really all that simple? Well, if you are a family person, your mom, your dad, your grandparent, your spouse, you have children, things get pretty hectic. I mean, it's hectic for all of us, but especially with kids in the mix. And oftentimes our happiest of holiday plans become great sources of frustration. Joining us to talk about some of the causes and cures for what they label as the holidays, D-A-Z-E, our great friends John and Kendra Smiley back on the line. Good morning, John and Kendra. Welcome back to the show. Good to talk to you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah. So how are things going at the Smiley household thus far as we inch closer and closer to Christmas Day?
Well, I must admit, we are still eating turkey. We're hoping to get that finished before we start in on the Christmas feast.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's probably true for a lot of us. But you have noted in some of your recent writing on this subject of the Christmas holiday season that oftentimes our best laid plans end up sort of being in competition with other people's plans. We want the best Christmas party at our home or the best gifts, the best time around the tree or whatever it is. But something else is going on somewhere else in somebody else's household that competes. What's going on with that competition thing?
Well, you know, this is it's a team sport. It's a team sport, the holidays are. It's not competition, and I guess not a sport at all. You know, you can't, it's really impossible to host the best party. There's always going to be one that's a little bit more organized. The hors d'oeuvres are a little bit better, all those sorts of things. The best gift, well, God's the only one who gives the best gifts. That's what his word says, that all the good and perfect gifts come from him. And you come close maybe sometimes, you know, occasionally you kind of get maybe a 9.5 on a 10 scale, but never the best. The best decor, really. Then you just have to undecor. So what's the cure for that? Relax. Relax. Nope. Yeah, it's really your choice whether or not you compete.
Right, and I think probably the other thing with competition, a lot of times I know it happened with Kendra and me going into the holidays when our kids were young, and we didn't talk about the expectations of one another, and Kendra would do something, and she didn't say, John, you know, what do you expect here, or, you know, in the competition realm, if I make this, is that okay with you? And I think that's a big thing, because sometimes the competition is the one spouse is trying to do what the other spouse wants, not realizing that the other spouse really doesn't care that much. So conversation between the two, mom and dad, very important, because you might be doing something that you don't need to do.
Very interesting. Doing things we don't need to do. What an idea. John and Kendra Smiley with us on our guest line here on Faith Radio. John, follow up on that, if you will. Doing things that are unnecessary. We're compelled to do them. We feel like we have to do this, that, or the other thing. That's really not all that important. Tell us where you're going with that.
No, it definitely isn't. And I think just from Kendra and me, as we look back at when we were raising kids, and one of the things that comes to mind is when Kendra hosted a party, or we both hosted a party, usually it was Kendra's responsibility, and we didn't talk about the expectations of what do you want done here, or what's good enough, and how are we going to go about doing this? That was one area. The other area was, like, during the holiday seasons, at least in our neck of the woods, we had some potlucks. Okay, you know, what should we take? Do I have to make the best? Do I have to make this meal, this thing that we're going to eat?
This offering.
Yeah. Does it have to be look the best, be the best? And that's where a competition comes in, and we're not talking with one another and saying to one another, no, that's not necessary.
Yeah, very interesting. The two of you have also noted that sometimes, and I know this is, certainly doesn't apply to me or my family, and probably nobody listening to us has this issue, but some people that we might know have difficulty saying no at the Christmas holiday season. No, we won't go to that party. No, we won't participate in that activity. No, we don't have time for this, that, or the other thing. Tell us about the challenges of saying no.
Oh, and it is hard. And the reason it's hard, I finally figured this out as I was learning to say no. The reason it's difficult is because the things that people ask you to do seem fun or are good things. Could you make more cookies for the PTA meeting? Could you direct the Christmas program? And no one ever asks you, could you do a dastardly deed? If they did, you know, all of us would say no. And so that's why it's tough. These are good things. And so what's the cure for that? I think a statement, and I would give credit where credit is due if I only knew where it was due. When you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else.
Right, and I think mom and dad are being a model for kids as well during the holiday season. Kids can get so wrapped up in all the things that are going on. And for mom and dad to sit down as a family with the kids during this holiday season and talk about, you know, what things are important, what things do we want to do, what things that we do that we haven't talked about that make us tired, that make us grumpy, and all those things. So this can be transferred not with mom and dad saying no, but also talking to the kids, depending on what their ages are, and helping them to look at priorities, what's good, and what should we be saying no to.
John and Kendra Smiley on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. They have written about some of the craziness, the unnecessary busyness of the Christmas and Advent and holiday season. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about the anecdote, the cure to our frustrations here. We'll get to that in just moments with John and Kendra Smiley. Counselors, parents, they've been there, they've done that, they've got some real wisdom for us. We'll continue in just a moment, and we'll practice. I don't know, maybe we'll come up with something we can all say no to. How's that? 7:43, back in moments. This is the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday morning, 6 to 8. John and Kendra Smiley, counselors and family support people. They're on our guest line here on Faith Radio, as they are every few days, every couple of weeks or so, talking about some of the craziness over the holidays. So you've got our attention here. And I think probably a lot of us recognize some of the problems that you're diagnosing for us here. We have too many activities, too much busyness in our lives. It's difficult to say no to some of the activities that fall into our path over the Christmas holiday season. What's the solution? What's the cure? Kendra, let's start with you.
Well, I think there's maybe a different cure for every one of the causes that we've listed. However, overall, the cure to maybe all of these stress producers is to remember why we're doing what we're doing. Why are we getting together on Christmas? Why are we celebrating the December 25th? Because if we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, of our Lord Jesus Christ, keeping our eye on that, I think, is maybe the overall, overarching cure for all of these causes for stress.
Right, and I think probably one of the biggest cures to all of these problems that we have during the holidays, we get so busy that we forget the thing that we've been doing day by day, and that's a quiet time, depending on when you do that, in the evening, in the morning, whenever. A lot of times during the holidays, when it's most important to sit down and talk to the Lord and take a breath and ask Him what we should be doing, what should be our priorities, that type of thing. We say to ourselves, oh my goodness, I'm so busy, I just don't have time for that now. And the next thing we know, we've given up our quiet time, we've given up our time with the Lord, and it just makes things more difficult.
Yeah, very interesting. You've also noted that sometimes the Christmas season can bring out our perfectionistic tendencies, our desire to just make everything fabulous. You're already chuckling as I read from the list here, because it's just so relatable to all of us. Tell us the problem of perfectionism and the cure for it, if you will.
And actually, let me tell you, I'm chuckling because we're sitting in our office, which is about as far from perfectionism as you could get. However, when I entertained at Thanksgiving, I merely shut the door so that everything would look perfect, right? And I think perfectionism is a kissing cousin to competition. We want to pretend like, shut that office door. We want to pretend like everything is perfect. And what do? Making cookies isn't enough. They have to be the gourmet ones we saw on Food Network, right? Not only do those have ingredients we can't even get here in East Central Illinois. You know, you got to go on to, I don't know where you get those things, but anyway, they take time. They don't make a big batch. How about lowering your expectations? That's the cure. Lowering your expectations. Slice and bakes. And when John referred to working together as mom and dad, a lot of times he helped me see that I was going a little bit wacky on the perfectionism side.
A quick example of that just in our lives right now, we go to a small church and usually we have like a potluck where everybody brings something and the mom sat down, the lady sat down, and all of us sat down and said, you know what, during this season, that's a lot of trouble. Why don't we just have pizza and lettuce? And it makes things so much more simple, which gives us time to do other things. And that just comes about by people sitting down and saying, what's our goal here? You know, what are we trying to accomplish?
I must point out that we also included dessert and asked the best dessert maker in the entire congregation if she could contribute.
Very interesting. I don't know. Pizza and lettuce. That just sounds like a guy menu item, John. I just can't imagine a woman.
The women went along with it, so what can I say?
Yeah, and okay. There are more men than women in our small congregation.
I just can't imagine most women saying, have a side of lettuce. But be that as it may.
How about if I would have said salad?
Yeah.
Salad.
Yeah, okay,
I just used the wrong word there.
No. I would call it lettuce, and that's appropriate that you do as well. Listen, and let me ask a kind of a gender-specific question of each of you, and John, I'll start with you. What do you say to the married guy who might otherwise be thinking, you know, at Christmas is great, but my wife just gets so strung out and so stressed and so uppity, and, you know, she places all these demands on me, and everything is great, but my wife just gets too intensely into this thing. What do you say to that man, John?
Yeah, I think that's something that not only gets too intensely into it, but another thing that we've talked about is it brings out the honey-do list, and so there's a lot of stress there. And I think that, again, you know, the cure for that is, it's one thing Kendra and I found out, our expectations of the holidays, of just sitting down and asking one another, what are your expectations, and being honest with one another, do I put more stress on you? If we can, as a couple, as a mom and dad, have those honest conversations, then we can find a cure. If the husband thinks, oh my goodness, my wife is just going crazy, then it would be very, very good if they could sit down and have that conversation, because I don't think the wife wants to drive the husband crazy and vice versa. And a simple conversation, and Kendra and I went through about, 15 to 17 years of marriage before we figured that one out.
And Slow learners.
It seems very simple, but for whatever reason, that conversation is very difficult to have.
I was going to ask the same question of you, Kendra. Go ahead.
Well, what we did, actually, and maybe this is a question that could help other families, we said to one another, if you were in charge, what would the perfect Christmas look like? And I've got to tell you, Austin, and we probably had been married 15 years, and we were both shocked. I mean, John said, well, what I would like to do, the perfect way to celebrate Christmas would be to tell everyone that we were leaving town, and then simply go to the closest place where we could serve others, bring the boys, so we wouldn't have to have any company, we wouldn't have to have any parties, we would just be serving others like at a soup kitchen. And I'm like, oh, well, that sounds nice, but couldn't we have a lot of parties too? That was my perfect Christmas. And a lot of times that's it. And I think John hit on that one other thing too. I used to, hate to be so honest with your listening audience, but I used to use the holidays as a way to get John to do little jobs that I had wanted him to do for weeks. Shame,
okay.
Everybody knows my name.
Well, there's probably a lot of women saying, well, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Thank you, Austin.
Okay. John and Kendra Smiley, their thoughts on the holidays, H-O-L-I, days, D-A-Z-E, five causes and cures for the days. They've written eloquently about this. We've got it on our website at myfaithradio.com. Some honest answers to some real challenges that many of us face. John and Kendra, love what you do. Thanks very much for being here. Appreciate your expertise and your experience, and we look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Austin, and Merry Christmas.
And to you and yours. We'll talk to you soon. 7:53, it's the Faith Radio Network that you're listening to. I'm Austin Hill. Our program continues momentarily. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.